Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Michigan State University Board of Trustees holds its final meeting of this school year on Friday, arguably the most damaging year in MSU's history because of the Larry Nassar scandal, among other problems. The group Reclaim MSU was formed in response to the university's poor handling of complaints against Nassar. It's made up of students, faculty, and staff who promise they're working for greater transparency and accountability from the board and school officials. Natalie Rogers is the student who founded Reclaim MSU, and Andaluna Borchila is an associate professor in the James Madison College at MSU. Welcome back to both of you. Good to have you on Stateside.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Natalie, I'll start with you. You founded Reclaim MSU. How would you assess how things have gone since the beginning of the year when you founded this group?
Since we founded Reclaim MSU, things have gone okay. As you know, things continue to come out in the news media about William Strample, about the fact that the administration knew about those complaints. And then, as we saw this week, the lawsuit that came out about a girl who was raped by basketball players and discouraged from reporting. So we've had reasons to keep fighting, but the response from the board has been pretty non-responsive. They've kind of ignored our presence, brushed us aside, haven't taken the anger of the community very seriously. So it's been good, but it's also been an uphill battle.
Angeline, how would you characterize this?
Well, I think that the disconnect that existed between the board and the MSU community continues to exist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our frustration with this continues to grow. But I do want to specify that this frustration doesn't cloud our judgment. And I want to say that because oftentimes, as people who are working towards change, you know, you can get dismissed because of your affect. And as women who are involved in pushing for change, not all of us are women, but some of us are women, you know, this sort of accusation has always been there that, you know, we're reacting and acting out of emotion, as if emotion is wrong, but also insinuating that that can cloud our judgment. So,
well, in fact, it's interesting. We know, Andalina, you had a meeting with President John Engler, and when he called you and another faculty member, you girls?
Well, it wasn't in a meeting that just I and interim President Engler had. It was in Faculty Senate, actually, that in response to one of my statements, in which I believe I said that I think there's a disconnect between how he perceives the reality of our community and how many people in Faculty Senate do, so that there's a disconnect. So in response to that, he made a statement, and he said, "You girls," and I'm assuming he was referring to me and to Anna Pegler-Gordon. However, what he said was that we were pushing for the board to resign. And in fact, you know, the overwhelming majority of Faculty Senate had voted for the board to resign, and the overwhelming majority of faculty had voted no confidence in the board.
What did that statement say to you in a broader sense, you girls?
Well, and I'm glad you asked this question this way, because I didn't want to really, you know, be in the media talking about that specific statement, because I didn't want it to distract from, you know, the real problems that continue to exist on our campus that are quite dramatic, and the justice that the survivors haven't yet received. But I do think it is a statement that goes beyond just me and beyond interim President Engler, and it points to some symptomatic aspects of our institutional culture here at Michigan State University, and perhaps more broadly. And just because we're broad, it doesn't mean that, you know, that we should excuse MSU for that. The way in which people who are asking for justice are, you know, are treated is, seems to me to be quite dismissive. And when people push for accountability, they are patronized. And as women who push for change, you know, we get dismissed as well. So I think that's what that's really symptomatic of or indicative of. Interim President Engler has apologized, not to me, but in an email to Senate. I appreciate that apology, but I do think that that statement still speaks of what I've, you know, identified before.
Natalie Rogers, what are students and faculty and staff specifically asking for from the board?
So as the faculty has voted in their no confidence vote, we are asking them to resign, or we're asking them to take meaningful action to restructure the board to include students, staff, and faculty in the governance of the university. So to put power into the hands of the people who do have the best interests of the community in mind. So what that means and what that would look like as a part of our policy proposal would be ceding a lot of the control in the presidential search to students, staff, and faculty. So currently the Board of Trustees has absolutely no guidelines for how a president should be chosen. So by their bylaws, they can appoint whomever they want without any input from the community, and as they did with President Simon and the president before that, and interim President Engler, they'll appoint leaders without any input and behind closed doors. So in our policy proposal, we cede control of the presidential search to students, staff, and faculty, giving us a voting voice in the process, indicating that there has to be open forums for candidates to address the community and to take questions from the community so that we're actively included in this process and that we actively have a voice in this process. Essentially, we're asking them to share the power with us. We're asking them to give us more control over the place that we call home.
And has the board met with your group? Have you been able to sit at a board meeting and present this to the entire group?
No. We tried to get on the agenda for the board meeting. We've tried speaking with individuals, sending emails, doing essentially everything that we can to present them with our policy proposal, and we were completely ignored, and we were shut down. So yeah, they don't really want to listen to us, even though we've tried our hardest to work with them.
Do you have any plans for the board meeting this Friday, the final one of the school year?
At the board meeting on Friday, we will take the opportunity to remind the board that we're still here, we're still angry, and that we're still demanding change.
And Luna, do you have concerns that as everybody disperses for the summer, that momentum could be lost?
Yes, I have real concerns about that. I have real concerns about the fact that momentum can be lost, and I have real concerns about the fact that decisions can be made behind closed doors. And as you don't have a prominent presence of students and faculty on campus, this is, you know, more likely to happen. And otherwise, though, as we've seen until now, this can happen with us asking for change as well. And, you know, I think there's a real urgency here. We only have a few weeks left. The Reclaim MSU proposal, you know, will hopefully be on Faculty Senate agenda for Tuesday so that Faculty Senate can endorse it or parts of it. And, you know, hopefully the board will listen to us. So an additional aspect of our policy proposal that involves the board agreeing to change their bylaws, they have to change their bylaws. Otherwise, we need a constitutional amendment. But this other part of the proposal is about forming a university board around the actual board of trustees. So including two students and two faculty as people who have a vote and decision-making capacity on this university board that would encompass the Board of Trustees, so to speak. And then the other part of the proposal is for a constitutional amendment. So that's sort of the longer-term one. But while the Board of Trustees can do nothing about the constitutional amendment that we're proposing, the Board of Trustees has total control over their bylaws, and so they can and they should make the changes we're proposing, starting with more urgently now the presidential search process. They should write those into it. And one final thing, some of us, and you can see we have on Reclaim MSU's website a petition that's signed by over 600 people. Some of us think that the Board of Trustees really should resign and they should adopt these policies as they do so. That's certainly a point that I've made before when you've interviewed, you know, me, because no matter who is on that board, we need to make sure that there is shared governance in this institution.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people ask why changing the structure of university governance, like why that's important, why it has anything to do with sexual assault and with preventing sexual assault. In light of everything that's happened, it's important to remember that Michigan State University is not the only university with a sexual assault problem. This happens everywhere. The only difference with our situation is that everything that's come out has allowed us to open up a dialogue about it, open up a dialogue about sexual assault on college campuses. And it's allowed us to think about what an ideal university would do to handle these cases and what they should do in the future. So this means that MSU shouldn't make the positive changes necessary to incorporate us into the governance structure and to really listen to our voices and what we want to see happen. MSU is in a position to be a leader in the elimination of sexual assault on campuses. So if we incorporate the voices of students, staff, and faculty into the governance of the university to help foster an environment where survivors are not just supported, but empowered, while actively fighting back against the current culture of violence and silence, then MSU can be a working model for other universities in the future. And so that's why it's so important to make these changes at the top level. We need to be a model for positive change.
Natalie Rogers of Reclaim MSU and Associate Professor Andaluna Borchila of Reclaim MSU. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And we sent Brian Breslin, who's chairman of MSU's Board of Trustees, an email request for an interview or a statement. We got no response.